fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say.
How you
say.
Doing? I'm Darren with Ash.
The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 20th day of June, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin, I'm proud to say, with the Pledge of Allegiance. It says slowly and clearly so everybody can get it. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today, I know many of you have already done this, but if you haven't, store up some extra fuel, gasoline for your gas-powered vehicles and tools and equipment, diesel fuel for your diesel-powered trucks, tractors, and so forth. Be sure you get a high-quality stabilizer. I am proud to say I am an Amsoil dealer. Amsoil manufactures an excellent line of both gasoline and diesel fuel preservatives. Another good high-quality are the PRI, that's Papa Romeo India, G for golf for gasoline, and D Delta for diesel, two different products for both diesel and gasoline. Those are the ones I recommend. Okay. It looks like Andrew has not called in yet. If he does, we will bring Andrew on board. We'll be getting up to speed on what's going on, the latest with EMP Shield products. I'm a big supporter of EMP Shield. As you regular listeners know, I've been aware of the threat of EMP. Well, I started taking action. I'm not sure how long I've been aware, probably for many decades. But in around 1990, it was about 1990, I talked to my mechanic, my automobile mechanic, about reconfiguring my 1988 Dodge 3/4-ton full-size van to be EMP resistant. We discussed the matter. We developed a plan, and he had my Dodge van for probably a week or 10 days. When I got it back, my 1968 Dodge van, in terms of the electrical system, had become a 1968 Dodge van with no transistors, resistors, diodes anywhere in the what made the truck run. what kept it going. And he made a custom wiring diagram so that any future mechanic could understand what took place and make necessary repairs. I don't recall the expense. Doing that now would be quite expensive to have a certified mechanic do that. Probably between $1,000 and $2,000, something of that nature, I don't know. The good news is you don't need to do that. You don't need to go to the expense I did. You simply go to my website at thelibertyman.com, go to the EMP panel. I have my websites broken up into panels, three across, left to right, and do some shopping. And there's a bonus. All my listeners have been grandfathered into a $50 discount on each piece of EMP shield equipment. Now, in case you don't know, this is the exact same equipment from the exact same company I can't say the exact same price, because if you're buying 1,000 of these at a time, you probably get a bit of a discount. But the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their cars and trucks, electronic equipment and so forth, computers, radios, buildings, the exact same equipment. And my listeners are grandfathered into a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. So if you get an EMP shield device for your home, that's a $50 discount. One for your car, that's another $50. One for your spouse, another $50. One for your youngster off at college, another $50. That sounds like $200 savings right now, with a major bonus when it comes to the piece of equipment for your home. That bonus is a $25,000 insurance policy against lightning damage. Now, if you take a hit from lightning, it's going to blow out. The EMP shield device will sacrifice itself to save your home, your radios, your computers, everything that's attached. And simply mail in the damaged device, and you get your insurance policy will kick in. Lightning is not really an issue for cars and trucks. There probably has been lightning damage to cars and trucks, especially a direct hit, but it's typically not an issue for cars and trucks. The world we live in continues to become more strange and more bizarre with each passing week, doesn't it? It seems like to me. I'm sure it does to most of you. We have school districts, libraries, private companies installing vending machines in men's restroom that have feminine hygiene products. You can't make this up. I mean, you can't make this up. This is so strange and so bizarre. Why in the world would a Fortune 500 company, a school district, a library, a university, put feminine hygiene product vending machines in the men's restrooms? Oh, that's right. We need to make sure that the mentally ill women who believe they're men have what they need. That's why, don't we? Of course we do. Of course. When it comes to the politically correct way to treat mentally ill men who believe they're women, mentally ill women who believe they're men, we've crossed the line. Now, without a doubt, everybody listening to me has had some interaction with a person or a man or woman with a mental illness. That's just part of living in any society. Of course it is. And I believe the way I treat a person with mental illness is with kindness and respect. On one hand, on the other, I'm not going to address a man who believes as Napoleon as Your Highness. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to address a woman who believes she's the Queen of England as Your Highness. It's not going to happen, unless she in fact is the Queen of England, of course. Now, I don't believe my stance is unusual or peculiar. I believe my stance is what most American adults feel and believe. To give respect and politeness to mentally ill people, on one hand, on the other, to not go the next step and conform and comply with their mental illness. If I'm wrong, let me know. I don't believe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, let me know. I don't think I am. Of course, too, a mentally ill man who believes he's a woman to a mentally ill woman who believes she's a man, of course I'm wrong. Now we're at a point where about a 1 hour drive from me is University of Missouri at Rolla, Missouri. It's a world-renowned university of science and technology. Very good friends of mine, guys I went to high school with, graduated from there. If you want a world-class degree in any segment of engineering, that's a great place to go. And they now have a president of the university who believes that marrying 9-year-old girls is a good thing to do, the right thing to do. The president of the university, who has probably never touched soap in his life as a child or an adult. The president of the university who thinks that having farewell sex with your wife after she's deceased is the proper and right thing to do because he's Muslim. The same president of the university has authorized special restrooms for female students at the university who believe, mentally ill female students who believe they are a cat. A restroom equipped with a litter box for the mentally ill female students who believe that they're a cat. It is so bizarre and so strange that we are now accommodating mental illness by acting as if it's real. That's what's going on. Now, I believe that the university should really, if they're going to go that far to spend, I don't know how much they spent. They probably have the maintenance department or an outside vendor build these special little restrooms for the mentally ill students who believe they're a cat. I believe the university student policy, they have a student policy manual, should require all mentally ill female students who believe they're a cat to be neutered so that they can have babies, should have the proper feline vaccinations, and the city of Rolla, Missouri should require these female students to be registered as a cat because I don't know for a fact. Many cities, and I haven't looked into it because I simply don't care, many cities require all cats and all dogs to be registered with the city. So if Rolla, Missouri has that requirement as a city ordinance, then these female students should be registered as a cat with the city of Rolla. Why only go part way? If we've gone so far as to spend $500 or $1,000 just to build special restrooms for the mentally ill students who believe they're cats, shouldn't we go the rest of the way and make sure that the female students are sterilized so they can't have babies? That's what we do with female cats. Make sure they have the proper female cat vaccinations. And if the city of Rolla, well, actually, the university may also have a policy of registration of cats and dogs on campus, assuming they have campus housing. Well, if the university requires registration of cats and dogs, the female students who are mentally ill and believe they're cats, they should be registered as cats also with the university. Is what I'm saying sound bizarre and strange? Of course it does. It sounds absolutely off the charts, bonkers, crazy. It does. Because it is. Because it is. Now, where does this end? Can we see, based on what we're seeing now as precedence, I can see mentally ill females getting employment with a Fortune 500 company, Fortune 1000 company, and once they've secured employment, demanding that the employer build a special restroom for the mentally ill female employee who believes she's a cat, mandating them to have a special restroom with a litter box. Where does the insanity end? Where does it end? Requiring any public facility, restaurants, hotels, nightclubs, bars, restaurants, to build similar facilities for the mentally ill adult women. I guess it could include children as far as that goes, who believe they're cats. So now, I don't know. There's a mental, help me out here. Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Is this a uniquely female mental illness, believing mentally ill women believing they're cats? Are there also men who believe that they're cats? I almost said dogs, didn't I? I don't know if that mental illness extends to men also. Of course, why would it end with cats? It could also be dogs. Could a mentally ill woman believe she's a dog? Could a mentally ill man believe he's a dog? Now, there's problematic there because dogs don't use litter boxes. So let's see. I guess what we need would be a grassy area with a fire plug for mentally ill men that believe they're a dog. A grassy area, I guess for the sake of our privacy, a grassy area, what, about 10 by 10 feet or so, with a privacy fence around it. So the mentally ill women who believe they're a dog can make use of that. I think that should be proposed to the University at Raleigh, because where does it end? Once you walk through this door, where does it end? It should have ended. University of Missouri, Raleigh, Missouri, the University of Science and Technology in Raleigh, Missouri, are you crazy? By every definition, I know you're crazy. A mentally ill woman who's been incarcerated, who believes she's a cat, is the city jail, county jail, state prison, federal prison going to be mandated to build special restrooms with litter boxes? Of course, I guess in the cell, they would have to provide a litter box in the cell for the mentally ill woman who believes she's a cat. That wouldn't be too bad, I guess. There's already virtually no privacy in a jail when it comes to relieving yourself. Typically, a stainless steel commode with a sink on top of it. So I guess they could just put the litter box on the floor next to the stainless steel commode and provide clean litter and the little sifting shovel thing that you use to clean out the poop and flush it down the toilet. So that wouldn't be too burdensome for the jails, the city, county, and federal, to provide a litter box and litter for these mentally ill women who believe they're a cat. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I might think I ought to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. A very nice $50 discount, because all my listeners are grandfathered in. A very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster off at college. The call number is 512-248-8252. I'm talking about the issue of supposedly normal people, such as the men and women who are in positions of trust and responsibility in charge of the University of Missouri at Rolla, Missouri, University of Science and Technology in Rolla, Missouri, part of the Missouri State University system, to use this as an example of the overall level of political correctness insanity going on in this country. It's one part, one tiny part, one rather insignificant part of what's taking place nationwide and to a certain extent throughout the Western world. It's an easy target. I mean, talk about an easy target. spending money to build special little potty rooms at the University of Missouri Science and Technology at Rolla, Missouri, so that mentally ill female students who believe they're a cat can have a litter box to use to go potty in private. Oh, I should mention, there's a special event coming up this Thursday the 23rd, the film 2,000 Mules. The film 2,000 Mules will be shown at the Phelps County Courthouse. The doors will open, that's in Rolla, Missouri. The doors will open at 5:30. The documentary begins at 7. I will be there to meet and greet the folks who show up. That's Thursday the 23rd. That's just a few days from now. I will leave when the film starts because I get up early and I've already seen the movie. It's an excellent, excellent documentary. Excellent, and I highly recommend it. So I just want to make that announcement. Getting back to the topic at hand, the bizarre things taking place in this country regarding being politically correct, being woke, this W-O-K-E, Whiskey Oscar Kilo Echo, going to very bizarre extremes to accommodate people who are mentally ill. I sincerely doubt that what's taking place at the University of Missouri, at Rolla, Missouri, the University of Science and Technology, they call it Missouri S&T for short, I doubt that this is the only university where these accommodations are being made. Now, I haven't looked into it. I got a lot on my plate to keep me busy. It's not worthy of my time. I value my time to check other universities around the United States, the hundreds of colleges and universities, to find out which other colleges and universities are doing the same thing. If you've got that time, God bless you, go for it. I don't. Mental illness. Making mental illness acceptable and normal. That's what's going on. We're making mental illness both acceptable and normal. There's nothing acceptable about mental illness. Now, there's I think I'll just go this direction as to some of the issues that our country is facing right now that directly involve mental illness. And it has to do with the way we treat men and women who have been diagnosed with a mental illness, and it's determined that they pose a threat to themselves or others. Now, prior to about 1969, 1970, that was about the time frame. I was still in the Army, just getting out of the Army in 1970. If a man or a woman posed a threat to themselves or others, we locked them up in a safe and secure place where they could not harm themselves or somebody else. That's what we did. That's what we'd done since Ben Franklin was alive. These places were not always pleasant, not always safe, not always healthy, but that's what we did. Now, beginning post-World War II, I believe that almost all of those types of facilities became healthier and more sanitary and more pleasant. And we have a break. Call number 512-234-5000.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're new to my show, there's a lot there. You can spend many, many hours at my website educating yourself, informing yourself, entertaining yourself, making yourself happy, making yourself angry. There's a lot there that would certainly affect all those emotions that a human being would have. And products that you'll find no place else. You're not going to find energy cleaners for sale anywhere else on the internet I'm aware of. If that exists, I don't know. Liberator rocket heaters, well, I'm one of the very few places other than the company website that offers Liberator rocket heaters for sale. You want to stay warm, cozy, and save money this coming winter? When I know it's hot, it's summertime, but look at 6 months from now. You'll be wanting to stay warm and cozy and save money. Check out the Liberator rocket heaters, if you would, please. You'll be very glad you did. And, of course, if you already have an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plus Throws. They're cozy. They're comfortable. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat, to get that signal as much as possible. Only $75 shipping included to American zip codes. As of the other day, I now have everything, including energy cleaners, in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I'll be boxing up energy cleaners and mattress pads, well, at least through Wednesday, getting the backorders caught up. And Once again, Peter in Australia, yes, indeed. I will be boxing up your next three and shipping them to Australia, sir. Before I forget, the 2,000 mules at the Phelps County Courthouse, I mentioned that the doors open at 5:30. The documentary starts right at 7, and it'll be a great event, and I hope you can make it. We don't have to guess. We don't have to ponder if people in positions of trust and responsibility, being the president of university, being on the board of directors of that university, whatever that that board is, they have different names for them. That's a position of trust and responsibility. And my expectation has always been that men and women who have 4 years, 6 years, 7 years, in the case of an attorney, typically 7 years education past high school, men and women with bachelor's, master's, PhDs, that these men and women would in a position of trust and responsibility, such as leading a university, that they would be reasonable, rational men and women. I always believed that to be the case, that the decisions they made would be based on reason and logic. I always believed that to be the case. I no longer believe that because I have prima facie evidence that that is no longer the case. That the men and women in charge of the University of Missouri, at Rolla, Missouri, the University of Science and Technology, that those men and women no longer make major decisions based on logic and reason. Oh, there's a baked dessert that we most of us like called a brownie. The faculty of the University of Missouri, because I know a former faculty member, by the way, the faculty is now prohibited from calling that chocolate baked treat a brownie. They now have to call it a baked chocolate treat, I believe. They're prohibited from calling a brownie a brownie. I use that as just another example of the politically correctness going on at one university in one state. And once again, it's virtually impossible that this is only taking place, and I can give some other examples, at the University of Missouri Science and Technology in Rolla. There was a professor, and I think many of you remember this, at a university, I believe, in California. It may have been Oregon, but I'm pretty sure California. A university professor who was making correcting grammatical errors on the papers submitted by his university students. He was criticized for being racist because he was correcting the grammar of the students who were at this university. Seriously, I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. We frequently, from all kinds of people, hear about the United States being the greatest country in the world. We hear that all the time. Well, there are a lot of great things about this country. There's a lot of things about this country that are not so great. Are we committing suicide as a country? Historical precedents would seem to indicate that we are. That's what historical precedents would seem to indicate. What's going on with the devaluation of the currency? Inflation and the debasement of our currency is certainly a part of it. You go through these small towns in Missouri, which I've traveled through hundreds of small towns and throughout the country, mostly Missouri, but Illinois, Indiana, Arkansas, Kansas, Nebraska, mostly the Midwest, but other states. You go through small towns and you look at the cornerstones of the downtown buildings. You'll see the period from about, oh, say, 1880 to 1910, give or take, was a tremendous building boom. just tremendous in small towns all over this country. All over this country. We had a very stable currency, backed by silver and gold, the gold standard. Very stable. And the buildings that were built in this country, the amount of building that took place, both commercial and residential, was breathtaking. Absolutely breathtaking. I don't know if there's any precedents in recorded history for that in any other country, but what took place the 10 years before and after 1900 was breathtaking. We are caller and hold here, Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, John. You know, a couple of weeks ago I called it. If maybe I could identify myself as a Hispanic female who wanted to be a dolphin and hopes that they would, that way I could get free, Biden would give me free baby formula and I could sell that on the black market, and then I could also, maybe they'd give me a swimming pool as a dolphin so I could swim. But, yeah, it's totally ridiculous. I wanted to add a little bit of something here. I just came across the other day, and that's, I don't know if you are aware of it, but are you aware of what Taco Bell is doing? They're having...
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, that's right, yeah.
Well, I got some follow-up on that, but what's Taco Bell doing?
Well, they're having these drag queen dinners now, and they're actually sponsoring this. These people, these women or men or whatever wants to go in there, and they put on a little show or parade at Taco Bell. They make arrangements, and they go in and entertain the people there in Taco Bell, which is another form of identification process, you know. They're not identifying as animals, but they're identifying as something that they're not, you know.
Well, of course.
And well, Taco,
right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I got a follow-up on that. I was at a fundraiser for a local event here locally, and I met a young woman. She was probably in her mid-20s. She was a manager for Taco Bell. And so I was talking about security at a restaurant and so forth. And the topic came up of drug testing of prospective employees. Now, Taco Bell is part of a nationwide chain, which I believe also includes Kentucky Fried Chicken and maybe another one of these nationwide fast food places. Here's what she said, Charlie. Oh, John, we no longer test prospective employees for drugs. We presume that they are taking drugs. We just ask them to not consume the drugs in front of video surveillance cameras. Now, that tells me the drug war is over and we lost. Taco Bell is part of a Fortune 500 conglomerate. When you have Fortune 500 companies basically giving up any semblance of normalcy when it comes to drug testing, I think the drug war is over and we lost. What do you think, Charlie?
Well, I agree with you. On that subject, I got a little side story as well. If you want to hear it, let's see, you know that we have this food war thing that's going on. And by the way, I was watching a show the other day, and they show documentation now that there's up to 97.
Wait a minute. What's a food? I don't know what a food war is. What are you talking about?
War on our stored food, you know, where these processing plants and all that stuff.
And, well, you know, I wouldn't call it war. I would call it destruction, the criminal destruction of our food processing plants, sabotage, a form of sabotage. But go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, but the point is that they're up to 97. I think that the guy has documented 98 now. 97, 98 of them, and he showed the documentation of these plants that are being destroyed. Now, there's just no way. You know, I think somebody ran a test or something and said that, you know, before about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, we had like 14 fires in the same period of time or something, or a 2 year period of time. Now we've got 97. But how that ties into what you were saying about the Taco Bell and everything, there's a guy, I can't think of his name, but he's a big owner of supermarkets down here in Florida. And he got into the business of supermarkets by extended family. His family were all farmers. And he grew up as a big farmer down here in Florida. And so he knows the farming industry. And he moved his knowledge there into working in grocery stores, and then built a large company, a grocery store chain here in Florida. And he says that we've already lost the drug war. He said that they asked him, they were talking to him, and he said, why is it that the price of the food coming across the border is so much cheaper than the food that you can sell them or we can get here in the United States? And he says, it's not any cheaper. He says, what they're doing is they're putting the drugs in with the food shipments. He said, that's what the problem is. He said, they're paying basically the same prices, but they're offsetting it because they can bring in the drugs with it. And that's what he said. And I think he probably knows what he's talking about.
Oh, I'm sure. Most likely he does. Yep, absolutely.
Well, that's where the drugs are coming from. Are coming from the food shipments that are coming up through, you know.
Right. Well, the job of the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, is to prevent competition with the government moving drugs. That's what their purpose is.
Yeah, they did that in Vietnam. You were over there. You know that.
No, it wasn't a DEA.
Shipping drugs out of, yeah.
Yeah, that was not the DEA. That was the CIA moving dope inside the caskets with the dead GIs. Yeah.
That's right. And they also were lining some of the planes with kilos of that stuff, too. In between, they were building false frames inside there, too.
I haven't heard. I've always heard it was the bodies in the caskets where they put the dope. I haven't heard about the airplanes themselves being modified.
Yep, they did both. Okay. I know when I was over there, there was a plane that was stopped. You know, you have to get this information. I got it from reading Air Force One or the Air Force. You know, I can't remember what the name. Maybe it's for all the armed forces now, the magazine that comes out, that the military puts out. And they were talking about a plane that was...
Well, they have multiple publications, the Department of Defense does.
That had been stopped and had been caught over there, caught delivering drugs. It left out of, I think it left out of Thailand and went over there. But, the point is, So anyway, our country's in a mess. We got people identifying as cats. We got a war on our going. I call it a war going on against our food storage facilities. I mean, when you get up to 97, you got to think, what's really going on here? What's really going on here? We got no grains coming from over in Ukraine. We got no fertilizer coming in. You know, what is really, I mean, any idiot. And Biden, by the way, just the other day, sent a threatening letter out to the oil companies before he released all that oil from our strategic reserve. He released a threatening letter to the oil companies telling them, demanding that they increase production.
And what was the first thing he did the day he became sworn in, or the next day?
Yeah.
Shut down the Keystone Oil Pipeline, right?
Yeah. What a nutcase we got up there, man. Anyway, it's fun talking with you. I just wanted to give you a call in and let you know about some of this stuff that's going on out there. It's just getting crazier and crazier all the time.
It is, Gerald. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. You call number 512-248-8252. Very dear friend of mine, he's now deceased. He was with the 5th Special Forces Group in Vietnam, and he was getting ready to leave, and he finished his tour. And one of the guys he worked with, another Green Beret, says, well, Bob, this is for you. And it was a brown paper sack full of $100 bills. And my friend Bob says, what's this? And his buddy says, that's your share. My friend Bob said, my share of what? And the friend says, why do you think we made all this trip to Cambodia? So he took a share and went home. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this discussion in this first hour has been about mental illness, primarily mental illness, acquiescing to the desires and wishes of mentally ill men and mentally ill women. If you want a society to become quite bizarre and help it break down, that's exactly one of the many things you would do, is acquiesce, go along with, submit to the desires, wishes, and thoughts of mentally ill men and mentally ill women. That's what's going on. It's part of a much bigger picture of things that are adversely affecting our society, our economy, our country, not just ours, not just the United States of America, but the Western world in general. I sincerely doubt that public libraries in Russia allow mentally ill men who believe they're women to entertain 5-year-olds in the public libraries in Russia. I sincerely doubt that takes place. If I'm wrong, please let me know, please. I sincerely doubt that the communist government of China allows mentally ill men who believe they're women to entertain 5-year-olds in a public library. Assuming they have public libraries in China, I don't know. I hope they do. Or North Korea. They're not going to let that happen. It's simply not going to happen. I spent a year and a half being the primary caregiver for my wife as she was struggling with breast cancer, and staying in her family home in Brentwood, Missouri, a very nice suburb of St. Louis, the same home she grew up in. In fact, she passed away in the exact same room that was her bedroom as a child. And less than a mile away is the public library in Brentwood, Missouri. And of course, I got the weekly community newspaper, and there was a feature story in there about mentally ill men who believe they're women entertaining 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-year-old children at the public library in Brentwood, Missouri, where I lived for a year and a half, while the parents are in the background smiling and happy that their 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-year-old children are being entertained by a mentally ill black male wearing white face, dressed up as a white female. I use the phrase, you can't make this up, maybe more than I should, but you can't make this up. What's entertaining and proper about that? Nothing at all. It's wrong. 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 Here's our break. We'll have Firearms Monday after the break with Sam Andrews. Stay tuned.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.